Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee meeting for Tuesday, September 5th. My name is Dave Adelson. I'm the committee chair. Mary Berg is our secretary, but she's unable to be here at this moment because she's got a conflicting meeting. So Teresa Allen has agreed to serve as secretary. Teresa, can you call the roll?
Yes, the time is 9:43 Eastern Standard Time. David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Berg is not here. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Deb Shafto?
Here.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Greg Guma?
Here.
Ray LaForest?
Here.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Is there, Mr. Chair, is there anyone else that I should ask, because I don't have a formal list with me.
Let's see. Did you ask Sarv Randhawa?
No, I did not. So absent are Mary Berg and Sarv Randhawa.
Great. Thank you. The agenda item for this meeting is a discussion of the items for the PNB meeting, or the September PNB meeting in Berkeley. And just so people know, we just completed an executive session where we dealt with items that will be needed to be placed in executive session at that meeting. So is there a recommendation for the amount of time we would like to spend discussing the structure and content of the September PMB meeting?
Structure and content.
I'm sorry.
How much time would you like? For the committee, is there? I'll tell you what. I'll make a recommendation that we spend 1 hour on this. Is there any objection to that?
Nope.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll adopt that as our agenda. Then the topic before us is the content of the board meeting. And Lonnie, could you start and talk about the budget process and what we'll need to do? And then Greg, could you talk briefly about the other items that we'll need to deal with, and then we'll throw it open to the committee.
Dave, this is Lydia.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
We first consider what was going to be referred in public session, which is the structure of the meeting vis-a-vis action items, Roberts, and informal discussion, so we can get that out of the way?
Oh, okay. Good point. As we were discussing the items for the items that would need to be considered in executive session, i.e. the items dealing with personnel and with legal issues and with confidential business issues. The proposal was made that as a general structure of the meeting, we divide the meeting between action items, which would be considered in our normal session, items that for discussion, i.e. that we're not yet ready for action items, that we would consider informally, and then items to be received by the board, such as reports. And we agreed that was acceptable for those executive session items. Is there any disagreement that structure is also acceptable for the public session items? Hearing no objection.
Mr. Chair, let me see if I understand this. Divide the meeting between action items, items for discussion that we will consider informally, and then reports.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so thanks, Lydia. Having cleared that up, Lonnie, can you talk briefly about the budget issues, and then Greg, can you talk about the other issues that will be before us at this meeting?
Sure. So on the budget items, as you know, the Finance Committee has been working on budgets for fiscal year FY07. The action items that will be presented to the board for review and or approval will be the budget for FY07. And likely, we will ask the board to either review the budgets in total or seven stations and look at approval for each station budget on their own, that is to say, it may be that the board would want to divide and approve each station budget. The action items that will likely come from finance will include recommendations perhaps for each station budget with the provisos. We did that last year. Also, we have other proposals coming from finance, including proposal for financial impact statements, proposals on the surplus, use of surpluses at the station level. So there will be at least three motions from the board, plus budget-related motions as action items for the board. It is absolutely, positively essential that we do act on the budget as our new fiscal does begin October 1st. And the approval of the budget is, in fact, authorization to expend funds starting October 1st. Our auditor will require that we have some sort of motion for those October 1st expenditures and the union contract.
Can you clarify that last point?
Union contracts begin October 1st, too, so we would need a board action to start to pay contracts that already have been signed.
What are the three motions for the PNB again?
Approval of the station budget and network budget. Review and of specific motions coming from the Finance Committee, which include items like financial impact, requirement of a financial impact statement with each motion placed before the board. A second motion may be one identifying reserves that may be present at a given station or unit, and what procedures and policies would apply to a station having access to those reserves for purposes like research, capital expenditures, et cetera. We hope to have that one ready for the board as well. So there's one other one, too. I won't go into it right now, but those two, I think, will come forth for review by the board.
Okay, Greg?
Yeah, well, the main items that, you have to still keep in mind that we should have a focus on two stations, as we've agreed to do previously. So we have to have time, and I guess that's under discussion items of at this point. It would probably be my recommendation to focus on KPFA and WPFW because we haven't done that this year. A program evaluation has been brought up. It's been under discussion, and I think we probably should continue that, and that flows into the implementation of the program policy, and then national programming separately from that. And finally, the whole issue of licensing, which has been on the table now for several months, we have to really come to some decision about how we're going to go forward. Those would be the things that would have to, be included in the agenda, I think mainly under discussion items. I don't have that much in the way. The budget is the same for me as it is for Lonnie. It contains most of what we're proposing this year.
I'd like to weigh in on it. I think we should reserve a significant period of time to discuss the budget because although the Finance Committee has gone over it, I think people really need to understand how the stations are spending money. That said, each LSB has looked at their own station budget. So it would be useful to figure out how much time we feel we need to allot for the budget. The other thing is, I was told by certain staff members at times that they were surprised and dismayed by the amount of time spent by the board in their staff reports. And I felt that that was due to a miscommunication. And I think we should be clear that whatever time we allot for staff reports, I would like to see us get the information in written form in advance of the meeting and spend at least two-thirds of the time allotted for staff reports for interaction of the board with staff so that they know that going in. And that part, that I'd like to make a motion.
I support that.
What's the motion?
The motion is that for any staff report, that two-thirds of the time allotted are for interaction of the board with the staff member, i.e. the report itself shall not take up more than a third of the time, and we shall receive the substantive information in writing in advance of the meeting.
The PNB shall receive substantive of the report in writing in advance.
Right. And not more than one-third of the time shall be for presentation. Is there discussion on that motion?
Do you want me to put that this is that Lydia Brezon is proposing that?
No, I'm as a committee member.
Okay.
The chair gets to participate in committee meetings. Is there? Are we ready to just vote that?
Yes.
Yep.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, that's adopted. The second point was the point about the amount of time we need for the budget. And actually, Lonnie, could you perhaps make, based on your experience, a recommendation of how much time should be allotted for consideration of the budget, given what you know about the state it's in and the issue, the political issues, et cetera, at stake?
Well, I remember, you know, we usually do it on a Saturday, and it usually will take 4 hours if we go through each station with any degree of looking at detail, a minimum of 3.5 to 4 hours. That would include my report as well.
Okay. You mentioned two numbers. Do you want to pick one as a proposal?
I would say 4 hours, Dave.
Okay, so the motion is that we allot 4 hours on Saturday for consideration of the budget. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objection, that's adopted. Greg mentioned issues related to... Greg mentioned first station, focus stations. The focus stations he recommended were PFW and KPFA. Any discussions on that? Can we take that as a motion? Is there any discussion on that recommendation?
This is Teresa.
Go ahead.
I think it's great. I would like to pose the problem of the question as to if we're still having so many problems with WBAI's finances, how do we get past not even discussing that?
Are you waiting for me to respond specifically?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that we won't discuss it at all, first of all, because, you know, there still will be other reports. Other time for interaction, but I think it's sort of at a certain point we focus so much on WBAI. I think that not letting them off the hook, but not making them the central focus of attention would be helpful. And we will be in process of hiring somebody new, so it's a kind of a difficult time to evaluate when you're in transition. It's probably better to wait a while, wait a few months, and see what happens rather than keeping the central focus on such a heated situation. That's my feeling.
Okay.
And I think it's just we agreed that we would sort of look at different times at different stations, the host station being one, and we haven't paid much attention to WPFW, and it's time we did. They're going through a lot of change, too. It's not as tumultuous, but it's important.
Any other discussion on that point? Okay. Then, hearing none, is there any objection to recommending those two be the focus stations? Hearing none, we'll make that recommendation to the board. The next thing really has to do with the amount of time we're going to spend on committee meetings. We agreed in the executive session to recommend to the board that we would spend Friday from 10 to 5, dealing with all the items we have before us for executive sessions. We have the two focus stations, and we have 4 hours for the budget. My own feeling is that many of the committee reports contain things that we can process perfectly easily in our teleconferences, and that it's very useful to be able to spend the time in person in the kinds of discussion items that we need to be addressing. But I wanted to know what other people thought. Do we need to for example, at the New York meeting, we had a big block of time for the programming committee. Do we need at this meeting to allocate a significant block of time? We've usually done 3 hours at a minimum to committee reports, or should we focus on the budget at this meeting and leave committee, other business coming from committees to our teleconferences?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay. I would recommend contacting respectfully all of the chairs of the various committees and asking if they have anything absolutely pressing. We're far enough into, we're beginning in September, but nevertheless, far enough into this quarter to for them to know whether or not they have anything that's in development at this juncture. If it isn't, then we can easily then inform them with plenty of time in the next few days and ask them to generate a report if anything comes up. And otherwise, so they'll communicate directly this proposal, that they should let us know just in case they do have anything really, really pressing.
Actually, should we ask them to please identify any action items, and we can just say we can just reserve a set of time for action items?
Yes, but also I think informing them that they, if there are issues in development and et cetera, that they can always generate a paper report, written report.
Any other discussion on this proposal?
Is this a motion?
I think so, yes.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Lydia?
Oh, okay. I was just... What was your original motion? You made the motion, and I simply said, allowing them the feedback as well.
I actually hadn't made a motion. I was asking the question whether
turn that into a motion, is that we forego the formal committee report unless and if the individual committees notify the PMB of pressing action items.
My amendment, Mr. Chair, proposed amendment.
Go ahead.
And that any written reports would be received by the board for consideration and referral. Because the committee chairs may have written documents that they would need to know how to
Right. Work. That's actually what my intention. With
the
exception of the Finance Committee, of course, because the budget comes under that. So.
Yeah.
So now we've totally confused you, Teresa.
Okay. Lydia Brezon moved that the PNB forego formal committee reports unless the committee notify the PNB of pressing action items. Is there anything else that I missed in that?
Yes, Lonnie amended it.
Lonnie, you said something about, Lydia, you said something about feedback, allowing feedback?
No, that was already in there, but Lonnie took it a step further. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Lonnie, what's your...
Well, it would be added another sentence that said, any written reports would be received by the board for consideration and any necessary referrals to committees.
One more time. Any written reports would be received by the PNB
for consideration and any necessary referrals to committees.
Okay. Thank
that
you.
Would go in the referral section we were talking about. That might fit nicely there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, Lydia Brezon moved that the PNB forego formal committee reports unless the committee identify the PNB of pressing action items. And I guess what she said about feedback is not necessary to the motion.
Inform, not identify. I mean,
inform.
You want to read? I mean, they have to.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Lonnie Hicks moves to add any written reports would be received by the PNB for consideration and in any necessary referral.
Mm-hmm. And your voice is fading, so we're
hoping. Okay, sorry.
Okay, any discussion on this proposal? Okay, then we'll go to a vote. Is there any objection to this proposal? Hearing none, it's adopted. And, you know, Teresa, if you can email me that, what I'll do is I'll email the board after the call and ask all committee chairs to indicate to us what they'll need.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what?
I just
thought of something else. I've added to it. That should include, since the LSBs are a committee, that should include, we should remember to include that. Maybe we can just add it on Friday. But to include the reports, because we also passed the other resolution regarding LSBs, and that the LSBs also provide an LSB status report.
So that we request all LSBs to submit a written status report?
Status report, including bylaws, responsibility stipulated in the bylaws.
Do you have that, Teresa?
That the LSBs are to provide a status report, including responsibilities stated in the bylaws?
Mm-hmm. And I should say the LSB chairs.
According to responsibilities stating in... Didn't we...
Actually, I think what you
didn't
mean
we do that already?
The status of fulfillment of bylaws, of responsibilities.
Thank you, that would be good.
Identified in the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
This is where... Didn't we have that resolution already?
But we didn't take it to the next level as to... we passed something saying twice a year we would have a report. We didn't specify when. I'm recommending that a report be generated for this particular meeting by the chairs. So it's not just the LSBs, but the LSB chairs. So then,
all right, well...
So then if we pass this on Friday, then we just need to remember to send it to the chairs.
Can we have some discussion of this then?
Sure.
Because in our LSB, there was some question one time because, and you have to realize, some of the LSBs may not be meeting now, but between now and the PNB meeting. Do you want these reports from the chairs, or is it something that needs to be agreed upon by the LSBs and the report written by the chair?
I think my intent is to have it generated by the chair, so as not to get into the issue of whether they're meeting or not. The chair should certainly know what has been done.
Therefore, you want another sentence added that the LSBs should...
We should start out with the LSB chair.
The LSB chairs should provide what?
A status report.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? How did you...
Something about fulfillment.
On the status of their fulfillment of their bylaws mandated responsibilities.
This is Ray.
Go ahead.
I think that to be clear, that maybe we should attach a statement that would indicate what we have in mind exactly. The chairs might take that to mean different things. So maybe we should list at least some of the bottom line thing that we want them to touch on.
Based on the discussion we had. Okay, well, first of all the chairs should have received our previous motion, which enumerated some of them, and every single LSB has four directors, and I, as I had expressed at the PMB meeting, that I feel really strongly about the directors assuming the responsibility of follow-through on the business that we pass at the PMB meeting. So four directors at every station can help... can help include that, because some of the things aren't even, there are other issues that the LSB chairs may choose to and or the directors include that go beyond the bylaws, things that are accomplished, things that, so I don't think we want to just limit it to, but anyway, I prefer not being that specific and just leaving it at that. That's my preference.
In response to what Ray said, maybe we could just specify the responsibilities that are specified in Article 7, Section 3. which is exactly. Specific powers and duties.
Okay, maybe just use that wording rather than list them, just say the responsibilities in Article 7, Section 3.
Well,
right. I don't care if you list them. Go ahead.
Is there any objection to having it say that the chairs will be requested to report on the status of their LSB's fulfillment of the duties enumerated in Article 7, Section 3 of the bylaws?
I think that's great. Great language.
Do you have that written down, Dave, or did you just say that off the top of your head?
I said it off the top of my head, but I can say it again.
One more time.
Should be asked to provide a report on their LSB's fulfillment of the duties enumerated in Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacific Bylaws.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, may we go to a vote on that? Is there any objection to adopting that motion? Hearing none, it's adopted. Other items to be proposed for the board meeting? Well, Greg raised the point that we still need to deal with the essential questions regarding our distribution strategies, and I'd like to again revisit that question because I feel like one of the reasons we're not actively pursuing different distribution strategies is we really haven't made a decision about what our overarching economic model is, and I think we need to do that, and I would like to ask that we spend 2 hours in discussion on that point and include our affiliates director, our archives director, the managers, and our tech director and web person in that discussion. The thing that I'm concerned about in making that proposal is the old deer in the headlights phenomenon, where the topic is such that we just thrash around, but we don't come to a specific conclusion. Greg, did you actually brought up something a little more specific than that?
I don't know that I did.
You were talking about the licensing thing.
We've begun to discuss this whole issue of rights, and that's a delicate issue. But I think we need to I brought up two things basically: program evaluation as the topic on the table, and what our options are. We've had the presentation in June, and nothing much has happened.
We can barely hear you, Greg.
Sorry. Sorry, I brought up two items, programming and licensing. Programming relating specifically to evaluation, the topic on the table at the moment, and licensing relating to, the whole issue of rights and how we relate to audiences. And, we've had the presentations. We just haven't set any priorities for, and you're not going to put investment toward it until you, basically address it and say this is where we want to go.
Oh, and that reminds me. I was hoping to invite Brewster Kahle to join us. Brewster Kahle is the person who started the Internet Archive. He was a very wealthy person who made a lot of money in the. I don't know the details of how he made his money in the world of computers, but he's now hosting the website that hosts Democracy Now! And essentially. It archives the entire World Wide Web, and he's got some really remarkable ideas about making content available and the civic role of providing that content, and he's put his money where his mouth is. And I think it would be helpful and very useful to have him come and discuss that with us. And one of the reasons is that the Internet Archive is, from my understanding, willing to host and provide bandwidth and essentially all the IT services that are required to support that for content that's licensed using Creative Commons licenses. And I think one of the things we need to decide is, do we want to do all of this stuff in-house or on a contract basis, or do we want to be in partnership with or groups like or organizations like the Internet Archive that will take on those kinds of costs and all of that infrastructural stuff, as long as you know what we're doing is consistent with the ethics of making content available. And so I would like to be able to invite him to come and participate in those discussions with the board.
Let me just add one thing. Basically, you know, you already have the budget on the table, which is going to take most of Saturday, and you have other things that will come forward. If this was the only thing you discussed on a content basis during that meeting, I think you'd be doing very well. I certainly support this issue, not only because of the Creative Commons, but because it's, who owns the content and how we want to reestablish or establish relations with programmers is a key question on the table, and you've been putting it off. And you might as well deal with it now.
Lydia?
Yes, I have no problem with spending 2 hours on that. I do have a problem with having Dr. Lessig there. I do not believe that we are at the point of getting into the specifics. He gave us a very eloquent presentation at the previous TMB meeting, and so we have plenty to chew on. I think the overarching question that you posed is an internal question that we substantively need to discuss amongst ourselves before going back to Dr. Lessig, which I think would really be important at our next meeting, for example. But
he's
first,
not available, so that's not on the table.
Okay, well, whatever. The point is that there's a lot of internal discussion. I see this as a very lengthy process. However, I do think that in the short term, we should answer that question that you have posed to us, is what is the economic model? Quite frankly, in speaking to different folks in all of the years that I've been with Pacifica, everybody's very content to kind of leave it in this kind
limbo.
Of foggy land.
Right.
So I think it's a worthwhile discussion, but I would not support having Dr. Lessig there.
Well, that wasn't the proposal. The proposal is to invite Brewster Kahle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, anyway, another outside person. There has not been any discussion at the PMB level to have somebody else come in from the outside. At this juncture, I don't think it's useful, because that's not the question. The question is the overarching question that you posed. First of all, what is the economic model that we think we are supporting? And we have been reluctant to broach that. I think this would be a great time to approach that. Otherwise, everything is really quite secondary as to the mechanisms of what we employ and the degree of distribution, which I support, by the way. However, we internally need to grapple with this.
And when you say internally, I take this, since it's a question of philosophy, largely to be an item for public session, but I could also see an argument that, you know, if you're talking business strategy, it's a question for private session. My preference would be the public session. But
public session. I
okay.
Strongly say public session.
Is there any other discussion on this point?
Yes, I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
When we talk about such a phenomenal step in our strategy, it seems like we have not had any discussion by our technology committee, because this committee just has not gotten off the ground. I think Phil Jackson's trying to revive that committee, but I think that people should support that committee just as Rob Robinson had some real challenges to developing policy about programming. This is an area that really deserves a lot of our time. And frankly, I think that we need to start by having some strategic planning meetings, and they need to be in private. We have many, many people with many, many ideas of what we can do technologically, but we can take ideas from the public forever, and that's just not the same thing as having strategic planning. So we can start with these public meetings, and then I think we need to go into a private session and discuss strategic planning. So I'd love to know what you think about that idea.
I can answer, but is there other discussion on this?
Yeah.
Right,
in terms of technology, we have to have a private session because I've raised the question once before, and I'm going to raise it again. We don't own the equipment that keeps us on the air. That equipment is located in an apartment in New York. No corporation I know of would tolerate continuation of that situation.
I've been told that it's not true servers and bandwidth is located in an apartment in New York. Could you?
Well, maybe there's been a change since I've been there. Maybe we now own it. We didn't
before.
Can you
talk about what equipment are you making?
No, I never heard of this.
Lonnie?
Yeah, it's true. Some of the equipment that we use to broadcast is not owned by us. And it's, in fact, the equipment that people have donated to us and use it in some of our broadcasts of board meetings, broadcasts of some of the committee meetings. And we are embarked on purchasing that equipment so that we do own it.
Yeah, maybe we should offer to buy it.
Yeah.
Yes, we certainly do, and that is something we're... KPFTX, for example. Who owns that website? Who owns the equipment? The very board meetings that we use to announce our board meetings. Who owns that equipment? And so it is an issue for has financial impact, has a impact along the issue questions of how do we want to be a network? Anyway, my other two cents that I don't.
Is that going to be part of the finance that we're going to discuss at the board meeting?
Yeah, we are purchasing equipment, Ambrose. It is in that budget, and we have started that process.
Excellent.
To start purchase our own equipment.
Yeah.
And it's a very serious situation. If our entire archives are sitting on someone else's server, someone else's equipment, and it's their personal property, it's a particular situation.
So I move that we discuss this in an executive session of Finance Committee.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to the issue of licensing. One question that I have, maybe we can accommodate it, maybe we cannot, is a simple one. What is current practice at Pacifica at various stations? I would love to hear GMs or whoever might be appropriate personnel to state for the board the answers to two or three critical questions. What is current practice? Who owns the content of Pacifica programming? I don't know the answer to that one. Everyone has a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer. And some people say, and to what extent is whatever we put on the air licensed and waived currently? How much of the content does Pacifica own specifically? Mm-hmm. And I don't really know, and I'm sure, of course, varies from station to station, but I'd love to see those sort of questions answered if possible. Then if we know where we are, we can plot what's the best strategic move for us in the future.
I'd like to ask that we get an opinion from our legal counsel on that question.
Thank you. I support that.
That's a good one. That's a good question.
I'd like a written opinion from counsel on what distribution rights Pacifica has with respect to volunteer-produced content and content we pay for the production of at each of the stations.
Dave, which counsel? Mr. Krigler, who has, I think, written something on this before in terms of policy prior to our current counsel, our general counsel.
I'd be interested in an opinion from each of them.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to start that motion again?
I move that we request an opinion from counsel.
Written opinion from counsel?
Regarding Pacifica's distribution rights. For volunteer-produced content and for content production of which we pay for. At each of the five stations.
You want to include the associate station too?
No.
No. So let me read that back. Dave Adelson moved that we request written opinion from counsel, from both counsels, right?
From our FCC attorney and from our corporate counsel.
Regarding Pacifica distribution rights for volunteer-produced content, for contact production of which we pay for at each of the five stations. That's kind of weird wording there, but...
Yeah, I know, but it's at least intelligible.
And for content, the production of which we pay for.
Right.
Okay, good. The production of which we pay for at each of the five stations. Okay. Was there any other part of the motion that I missed? Because I thought you made one motion, and then we've kind of morphed into this one. Is there something that... So we're only going to vote on this one right now. David Adelson moved that we request written opinion from FCC and corporate counsel regarding Pacifica distribution rights for volunteer-produced content and for content, the production of which we pay for at each of the five stations.
That's it. Is there any further discussion? Yeah, Ray?
Now, what is the rationale for asking FCC? I'm not feeling too well tonight, so I apologize. But what's the rationale for asking FCC to... So for seeking FCC's opinion on this?
It's not FCC. It's our FCC attorney, John Krigler, because he has experience with questions relating to rights to broadcast material.
Oh, I thought I heard Teresa mentioned two seeking opinion from two different parties.
Right, from our corporate counsel, which is Dan Siegel, and from our FCC attorney, which is John Krigler.
Sorry.
No problem. Any further discussion on this? Okay, hearing no further discussion, is there any objection? Hearing none, that's adopted. Now,
I would like to go back. We're talking about distribution strategies.
Right.
And you said something, you started something saying about the webmaster and including people in a discussion. And I don't know what happened to that.
The idea was...
That two-hour block.
The idea was, yes, a two-hour block to discuss our approach, our strategies to distribution, the discussion to include the managers, the archive director.
I'm sorry, let's start again. Move to include a two-hour block of discussion.
On our approaches to distribution, the discussion to include the affiliates and archive directors.
I'm sorry. I have a cat that has gotten up within the last half an hour five times between me and the monitor. She wants to be involved, and I'm sorry. I'm challenged. Okay, the webmaster, the affiliates, and archives.
Directors, the five GMs, and the tech director.
And the last one was the executive director?
The tech director.
Tech director. Okay.
I assume that the ED and the CFO will be there.
Okay. All right, thank you. Did we pass that?
Not yet.
Oh.
Discussion?
Okay.
If there's no discussion, is there any objection to adopting that recommendation? Hearing no objection, that's adopted. Is there anything further we need to address in our recommendations to the PMB about the structure of the board meeting?
I would like to touch upon this a little bit more, because if we continue this block of discussion, and I'm assuming this person's not going to be there, who's going to coordinate that block of discussion, and are we going to have the same problem as Greg is describing, that because we have no priorities, that it really is pretty, it may be fruitless, or it just does not achieve the objective that we want. Is there something else that we need to do on this subject?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
I happen to believe that our very capable chair, who brought this issue to our attention to begin with, will be really good at leading the discussion on it, but also he has posed an overarching question, which I think can be the thematic point from which we can generate the discussion. which is what is the economic model that we think we subscribe to for Pacifica?
Yeah, if I could just elaborate on it, it's not like that vaporous or infinite. It really comes down to the question of whether we're going to pursue a model in which we make our content as broadly available on as many platforms as possible, and our economic model continues to be solicitation of support and donation based on, you know, having gotten it, or whether we're going to pursue, gotten it in the way they do in FM, or whether we're going to pursue other kinds of strategies, such as, for example, selling subscriptions to allow people to have access to certain pools of content. It's like, do we want to do that? Are we going to make all our content, or as much of it as possible, available to end users without restriction, and then solicit their support? Or are we going to start having fees for certain services we provide? It's pretty simple. Then there are obviously the Creative Commons recommendation, or what Lessig was talking about, was a certain kind of license which is essentially dual use, which says that if you're using it to listen to it, you're free to do so, you're free to copy it and transmit it. But if you're using it for commercial purposes or to generate revenue, then there is a commercial clause that takes place. And that's not really in conflict with this other idea, because this other idea has to do with, you know, what do you do with respect to end users? And different companies right now out there are pursuing different strategies. Universal just decided to allow free downloading of their whole music catalog. Anybody can download it. They're going to make their money from advertising. Well, we don't make money from advertising. We make it from asking for support. But we have to come down and say, this is what we're going to do. And we have to come to terms with that. I think the main reason we're stalled in not taking advantage of the various technologies is we've never really come down with a clear statement of our policy on that point. And in terms of the discussion, you know, what we can do, I mean, I think we can bring, if I know that there's agreement to do this, I think we can bring forward some very concrete statements, and we can solicit statements from all those people, all our staff who we've asked. You know, we can ask them, we'd like your concrete statement on the point of, you know, what the economic model should be.
And how do we deal with premiums?
Well, again, I mean, that'll fall in the discussion. That's part of the discussion. I'm happy to talk about it, believe me. So if you want to talk about it, I'm delighted right now. That's exactly the kind of thing that's going to come up in that discussion.
Yeah,
because vis-a-vis free download.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a serious question.
I'll just make the point. Democracy Now! Is our biggest fundraiser and makes every single program available for free download on the web every day, and as far back as you want to go. So it's not our model of
But we finance them. We finance them from the very beginning.
Well, and
they raise money for us now by premiums on the station.
Right, so but none of those premiums. Okay, but anyhow, the point is obviously these are the discussions we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to ask for all the GMs to give us the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't have a discussion without the facts. How much of our existence is based on money that comes in from premiums, including Democracy Now?
Mm-hmm.
And how much do we spend on Democracy Now and have spent on it?
Okay.
Serious questions, but we need the facts instead of the emotions.
Right.
Well, I am assuming that we're typing this up and putting it into the minutes, that we've passed this first part of the motion without objection, and the discussion topic is not been formally approved, but we're saying it's what is the economic model that we subscribe to, and what do you do with respect to end users, and I'm just going to put
and
that
its
in.
Impact. And its impact on Pacifica.
And I think this is a case where we need to rely on our executive director to frame the question to our to the staff so that we get, you know, feedback that fits the question and the topic.
Yeah, and get the facts from
the
staff.
We need to ask our executive director to solicit from the participating staff facts relevant to the subject.
Good deal.
Well, is that something, are we asking him to do something and I'm not writing it down?
Yes, we are asking him to do something. We're going to ask our executive, we request the executive director to solicit from the staff who we've invited to participate in the discussion facts relevant to to the subject. And if any member of the committee or anyone else wants to, you know, transmit language or recommendations of that to Greg, they're more than welcome.
I know in talking to the archives, for example, there are so many problems involved. For example, so many of the things that we have in the archives, we have not gotten permission from people to put, you know, to put them out. Every time we work on some of the, like the From the Vault program, we have to contact all different kinds of organizations and individuals who we didn't ask permission for.
Well, that is the purpose of the earlier motion that requests of counsel statements about what rights currently, or what distribution rights, in their opinion, currently pertain.
May I add something, even though we already passed that motion? But can Dave, you pass that question to counsel along with Greg so that it's clear, because it sounded really vague to me, and they could come up with a 50-hour research project versus the specific things that we have in mind.
Greg, do you have any objection to our working together on framing that question to counsel?
That's fine. That's fine.
Look, can I add, Mr. Chair, some financial impact? Any facts you might have in that regard?
On which part? On the request of counsel?
No, financial impact of any strategy that we might choose to discuss.
Too early.
That's what I'm interested in. I may want to do some work on it, see what I come up with. At least ask the question of folks, what do they think the financial impact might be?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's obviously a critical part of anything we're going to be doing.
So, Lonnie, you're going to start researching that?
Yeah, it's been on my list. I'd like to know, I've asked Brian and some other folks. Now I'd like to go to a greater level of detail, and say, okay, what will be the financial impact of any strategy? But there are two or three ones out there, and maybe looking at what their different financial impacts might be is something I would try to get some information on.
I just have a feeling that, I mean, this discussion is so important, but we have many, many hours of discussion, especially with Brian DeShazer, regarding archives issues that, I mean, having a two-hour discussion at the end of the month is, that's just nowhere near the discussion that needs to be covered in advance of something like this.
If I may.
Go ahead.
I don't think that anyone envisions this as being the end-all discussion. It's simply that this discussion has to take place. We had the presentation, the great presentation by Dr. Lessig, et cetera, which actually what it did was raise a number of questions. I have a lot of questions, like nonprofit status and how that gets affected by some of what we envision. So, but I have more questions, far more questions now than I did before he spoke as to the feasibility of aspects of that. So I absolutely do not think that anyone thinks that this is going to be the end discussion, but rather the beginning of a discussion. But we at least minimally need to know. Look at all the questions Ambrose has asked and Bonnie, as we all have asked, there are questions that we don't have answered minimally within our own foundation, much less at a point where we can start incorporating what we would like to. So I think it's a very important start.
And if I may, as a result of not having moved on it, we are in a continued state of paralysis. While, for example, as I've been sending around these things from the National Radio Project, other organizations that don't have this paralysis are moving ahead and exploiting a whole bunch of distribution technologies in the civic media sphere that we are going to be, having to respond to. And until and unless we sit down and address it, we will continue to be paralyzed. It will continue to be amorphous. And some of our staff members are just going ahead with things on very much an ad hoc basis. I mean, each of the stations has very different policies regarding what they're making available and right now and the ways they're making available. And none of it, to my knowledge, is part of a coherent strategy. And none of it, to my knowledge, has ever been something that the board has weighed in on. And, you know, it's a policy-level question. What's our economic model in the future? It goes to all the stuff we've been talking about, the sustainability factor and our budgets, et cetera. So I think we need to stop saying, well, it's so complex we can't do it, and start trying to do it.
Of course, basic to all of this, again, going back to I didn't want to ask Lonnie and Greg whether or not I should put a motion to this effect, because we need to know what equipment we don't own that keeps all of us on the air, how much it's going to cost us to acquire it, because that, to me, that's critical. Because if we're at the mercy of someone who might be favorable now, but we don't know what's going to happen down the line, we ought to always control our ability to get on the air. Second thing has to do with how do we get on the Internet. There's a new thing called Gary Null's Progressive Radio Network. Mm-hmm. We understand it already has, it just got started, it has over 1 million listeners. Mm-hmm. I don't know how real that is, but apparently some folks in New York think it's very real. And what does that mean?
That means
to Pacifica.
That means that they have figured out what their policy is on distribution and are able to be on the web all the time with a broader array of content than a network that's been around 50 years and has at least an order of magnitude more content to offer.
And we need to know.
If they are moving forward on that, they are going to, and this is going to happen in the entire civic sector. We are no longer a monopolist. We are no longer in monopoly control of access to audiences who want mission-driven programming. But we haven't changed anything about our model. And we
haven't
plunked down on how we're going to move forward.
Nor have we even seriously discussed it.
That's
everybody, every station ought to be extensively on the Internet. And we ought to know how that's going to impact us. And so we need a whole lot of information that we haven't gotten so far. And I didn't want to make a motion because I think Greg and Lonnie are fully appreciative of what it is. And can you get any of that information to us, the cost especially, and what we have to do by the board meeting?
I'll make a go at it, see what I come up with.
I don't think
that in the end it's a question of who owns the equipment. I mean, we can estimate how much equipment is outstanding, and in the end it's not.
I just want us to control it.
That's not really it. It's talent and it's cooperation, and it gets back to the issue of who owns the content. And whether you're willing to take this leap and look at a different way of generating income.
And by the way,
yeah, I just can't ignore it. Not owning the equipment. Of course, you have to own the content, and you have to have the right talent. But equipment keeps you on or off of any air.
I know what you're saying.
All you're saying, I'm talking about, Greg. Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, it's in the end, it's it's not a question of how much the equipment it costs. It's about other things.
Yeah,
it's
and
about,
if
who,
I
who
may,
who controls it?
Yeah, I think
who
the issue
controls
also
it?
We also keep people keep talking about who owns. There's a difference between who owns and who has what the distribution rights are, and I think it's more useful in this environment in particular to think in terms of distribution rights and who has what distribution rights.
But
it also gets us out of certain kinds of possessive conceptualizations of things that make people compete with each other and behave in sort of proprietary ways when our business model always has been one of reciprocal generosity.
I think that we're getting too far into the specifics of what we want to discuss then. We're supposed to be working on the agenda.
Good point.
Back on point.
And,
I just want the facts. That's all I need.
Well, it shows is we need to be talking about this.
Mm-hmm. I would like to discuss this in some way because I think if we don't do some preparation before this two-hour discussion that we end up floundering again and we
yep.
know more, maybe this needs to be brought to the PNB, but we need to be clear on what we're asking the CFO to do. And I think it's great that Lonnie said, I've done some research on this, and I need to start thinking about the financial impact of doing this. I don't think we're putting enough money into technology. So,
yep.
Okay, can we just move this to the PMB then? I mean, I think that we've established, did we vote yet? We already voted on this. So I don't know why we're still discussing.
Let me go over what we did vote on. At one point, somebody said, I request the ED to solicit from staff whom we have invited to participate in the discussion the facts that are relevant to be discussed. And I'm assuming that passed without objection, but
right.
I didn't really hear
it. And that's referring, and what is the list of things that it's referring to? You list them, please?
Well, basically, to questions relating to distribution rights. And Ambrose also raised the question of the relationship between premiums, and I think he wants facts regarding, for example, how much we spend, how much of the premiums we offer are basically content we've produced. Is that right, Ambrose?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wish you would articulate that a little bit better.
I tell you what, why don't we leave it up to the ED, and
yes.
the ED will send, rather than wordsmithing, because we waste a lot of time in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we've had the discussion, the ED can transmit it to us, and we can make our recommendations for adjustments to the language before it goes out.
So other than adding a category for new business, is there anything else? This is a very full agenda.
Sure is.
Was that about a category for new business?
Well, I just want to ask, you know, in the past what we've done is we've had, in addition to the focus stations, we've had a 45-minute session to deal with the other stations that are not the focus station. So do we want to include that?
I think so.
Just 45 minutes for
permission?
Three stations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Ray?
Would that be following reports from the GMs?
That is the reports from the GMs.
No, we should have that.
Yeah.
Okay, so David...
And I rescind my notion about the new business because I forgot we recategorized everything for action items.
Right.
Sorry, so forget the old structure.
David Edelson moved 45 minutes for reports from the three-station GMs.
Right. And again, we want that stuff in writing ahead of time, and we want them to know that the two-thirds of that time is for our discussion with them, and they should not take more than a third of the time allotted.
What about the primary two stations? Did you put a time on that as well?
No, we will figure that out based on the other time. It'll be 45 minutes or an hour. That's what we've done in the past each, right?
So you're saying that each station gets 15 minutes, and 5 minutes of that would be his or her report. No, less than five minutes
right.
on the report. and about 10
That's not
10
how it works, though. I mean, discussion,
yeah.
Basically discussion with the other three.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll have 45 minutes, 15 minutes for the three reports, and half an hour for the board to talk to the managers as they choose. Is there anything else?
And that passes without objection.
Yeah. By the way, Lydia, on the point of action items, I mean, we have to include a section for new business. There'll be motions that come up during the course of the meeting. There will have to be that as the last.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I was proposing it. I just figured we're winding down. I think we've developed a really full agenda.
Yep.
And just not to forget that new business. Okay.
Is there anything else, or may we adjourn?
I'll move this, yeah.
There's a motion to adjourn. Is there any objection? Hearing none. Thanks very much, everybody. Teresa, you'll send me the minutes, and we'll send this to the board before the board meeting on Friday so they know what we have proposed.
I will send you these minutes, and then you need to send them to Mary because she's officially doing the minutes.
Great.
So she might want to listen to the tape and change them.
Great. Thank you very much.
Take care,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.